You know, God never meant for us to live an average life. You know that? He never meant for us to live it. He has designed us for excellence. I believe that. He has created us for success. He wants us to live above the norm. Each one of us are uniquely, now you think about this, each one of us are uniquely created by Him for Him. And instead of being one in a million, you know, we hear that, we're actually one in 7 billion. And if you think about that, if everybody holds up their thumb, you hold up your thumb, and you know that 7 billion people in America, or in, not in America, praise the Lord, in the world today, you're the only one that has that thumbprint. You think about that. That's unique, right? You are uniquely designed. There is nobody else in the world that has a thumbprint like you do. I mean, that's an amazing thought, isn't it? I think about that. So we are uniquely designed, each one of us. We're created by Him, for Him, and there's nobody else like you. And for some of you, praise God for that. Amen. Just like me. I'm glad there's only one of me. You know, everybody likes to be recognized, though. We do. We like to be recognized. And, you know, it's important, you know, I think, for our emotional health to be recognized at times. We like that pat on the back, don't we? And that's, you know, I think that's why our children, you know, as little kids, you know, it's always like, watch this, Dad. Watch this, Dad. You know? But when we grow up, you know, especially in our area, you know, we have that redneck thing, you know, like, hey, Bubba, watch this. You know, you've seen those videos. Yeah, you've seen those. I'm serious, you know. We like that recognition. We want everybody to see what we're doing and pay attention to what we're doing. Sometimes we do stupid stuff, and sometimes we do good stuff, you know. But God, you know, I think He wants every one of us, you know, to be recognized in the crowd. And, you know, sometimes there's so many people that want to be recognized in today's world that, you know, we see all kinds of things. We see all kinds of pink hair and yellow hair and purple hair and blue hair. You know, I mean, used to there was only a couple colors of hair or three colors of hair naturally, you know. But now it's like all kinds of colors. And, you know, I think that's, we see people wear piercings everywhere, you know. And I think tattoos, you know, we see people more and more today. It's like when I was young, you just didn't see that very often. Somebody was in the military, you knew, because a lot of times a lot of the guys in the military, that's where you saw that. And today it's just normal, right? It's just, you see, I mean, it's just normal. And I think it's because people want to be recognized. They want to be seen. They want to show, express their individuality. You know, their uniqueness. And we have this need to be different. We really do. And to stand out from everybody else. But God calls us out of the world to be unique and to be different, to be separated from the world. You know, but we live in this world, but we're no longer of this world when you get saved, right? We hear that. We're called to be unique, to be peculiar. And what's that mean? We're to be recognized by the world as followers of Christ. That's really what that means. We're to be unique. And what's that look like? I don't know. I ain't figured it out yet. But I know that we're supposed to be different. I know that in my heart, I'm a lot different. I still look like me, you know. But I know that in my heart, I'm way different than I used to be. And I'm still becoming more and more all the time. You know, sometimes I'm unique. Sometimes I'm weird, you know. But I think we're all like that. Sometimes we're just a little bit on the crazy side, you know. And some days we're normal. But what's normal? We could debate this all day long, couldn't we? You know, I mean, we live in a redneck society, so what's normal here is not probably normal with other places, you know. I'm not bashing rednecks, okay? I was born one. I can't help it, you know. But in 1 Chronicles, I found some scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. We find a man who really stands out from the crowd, and his name is Jabez. And you know, the first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles consist of genealogies. Kind of gets boring there because there's 600 names listed. And a lot of those 600 names you can't pronounce. You know, it's just kind of, yeah. I mean, hard to pronounce. And so right in the middle of all these names, God singles out a man for his special recognition. His name is Jabez. I found this interesting. And there's only 2 verses in the entire Bible that even mentions Jabez's name. And yet those 2 verses, they have a lot in them about Jabez. And, you know, so I want to read this morning. And so I want to pray before I read. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit guide my words. Lord, let them be your words and not mine. But Lord, be here with us that we might hear and understand and open up our hearts that we may be filled. And so when we leave here today, we leave better than we came. Lord, because we've learned more about you and we have more of you. And so, Father, be here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So Jabez was more honorable. Chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. Now Jabez called on God, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. That's it, right there. That's what it says. There's 5 things, though, I found in here. 5 things that this man's life, I think that we can learn from. There's 5 secrets that we can apply to our daily lives. And so the first thing I find was Jabez had a life of faith. He had a life of faith because he believed. How can we say that? Because the Bible says, now Jabez called on the God of Israel. So he called on God. He believed in God. He knew that if he called on God, God could make it happen. You just like we prayed today. We didn't pray because we didn't think God could answer a prayer, right? We believe God can answer prayers, so we pray. Amen? Amen. Do you believe that today? You know, we have to believe that. That's where faith, that's our faith. Jabez had faith. And in other words, he prayed, but look at what the book of James says about this. It says, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that which he receive, anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all these ways. James 1, 5 and 8. You know, Jabez prayed in faith, and because of his simple prayer, we're still talking about it thousands of years later. And there was only 2 verses in that. And he was a simple man of faith. And there's no mention in the Bible of Jabez having any special gifts or talents. He wasn't a prophet. He wasn't wealthy. He wasn't educated. And so we just find these two verses, and he was not famous for being a great warrior or anything. But his faith, he was remembered because of his faith. That he prayed to God in faith, and God heard him and answered. And so his prayer sets him apart from all the other 600 names listed. It was his faith that set him apart, his prayer that set him apart. You know, I've learned some things about prayer. If God wants to give us things, He wants us to have things. He wants us to feel like we can come to Him. And it's not selfish for us to come to Him. It's not self-centered for us to pray. You know, God, He wants us to live in a way that's more abundantly. Isn't that what the Bible says? He wants us to live, and to live more abundantly is what He says. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to have life above the norm. And what's that look like? I don't think it's all monetary. It's not all about wealth and fame. And I'm not preaching prosperity. I'm talking about I live with joy in my heart, not because I have money, not because I have nice homes and nice things. I have joy in my heart because God saved me. He lives inside of me. And I've got something better. This is not my home. I live above this world because of Him, right? The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. That scripture just brought something to my mind when I read it. Paul said, I would rather you prophesy than to speak in any tongue that nobody understood. He was talking to a church about their confusions. And he said, I would rather you prophesy. And God says in Jeremiah here, He says, I want you to know things. I want to tell you great and mighty things. And you ever think about that? Man, God speaks to you. He wants to have that relationship, and part of that relationship is communication, right? Anybody that's married knows that. What happens if you quit communicating? You know? You have to talk to each other, whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not, you do, if you want to keep that relationship. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us learn that the hard way. But we want to have that relationship. So why don't we call on Him more? Why don't we ask God more? Well, that's what Jabez did. He didn't hold back, did he? He asked and he believed that God would answer his prayer, and guess what? God did. Now I want to tell you this. I prayed for a lot of things in my life that God didn't answer. But maybe He did. And I just didn't see it. Because maybe God knew that I didn't need what I was praying for. Or maybe I didn't need it right then and there. Maybe I need it later on in life. So we have to look at it that way too. But there's a lot of times prayers seem unanswered. We pray for people to get healed, and sometimes people don't get healed. I question those things at times, but Jabez had faith even though... You know, and that's what really it's all about. Even though we don't see, we still have faith that God can. Amen? Does that make sense? Jabez prayed, number two, Jabez prayed for God to bless him. There in verse 10 it says, oh, that you would bless me indeed. It is God's nature. I think it's God's nature to want to bless His people. And in Genesis chapter 12, verses 23, he says this, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. And I will make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Man, God wants to bless us. He wants to bless you. In the New Testament, is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says this, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Well, these blessings that he's talking about is really the benefits, is what the Greek word, when you look at the Greek words there for blessing, it means the benefits, the spiritual benefits. The forgiveness that we've been granted. The redemption that we've been given. And that's what it says there in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and on, it talks about the redemption and the forgiveness. These are the blessings. This is what He wants to give you. He wants to give you the riches of His grace. And He wants to give you eternal life. Those are those blessings. God always wants to bless His people. So it's not wrong for Jabez to ask to be blessed. And it's not wrong for you and I to ask to be blessed. Don't you want more of God in your life? Don't you want to be blessed by Him? Amen? Amen. I don't think any of us would deny that. How much do you want to be blessed, though? Is there a limit? I just want to be blessed a little bit. Maybe just a little. How much? I mean, I know that I want to be blessed a lot. I really do, because I need it. I need a lot to keep me going in this world, right? We need God in our lives to keep going, to have this, to live and to walk through this world. We need God to bless us a lot. But we need to ask Him. You know, God's big enough to bless us, right? He's big enough to answer our prayers. You know, the English translation, if you go back to in the Hebrew, what it says is, bless me. And it says it twice. And the word bless me is used twice, two times in a row. And He also says, bless me indeed. Okay, another translation there. But in Hebrew, it's basically saying, bless me a lot. That's why I use that word. Because that phrase, when you look at those translations, it's bless me, not just bless me a little bit, bless me a lot. That's what I want to be. I want to be blessed a lot, right? Bless me today, bless me tomorrow, bless me the day after tomorrow, bless me every day of this week, bless me forever, right? Bless me a lot. As long as I'm here on this earth, bless me a lot. God has no shortage of blessings. Amen? Amen. So I think we should ask Him daily for blessings. Number 3, Jabez prayed to have more. He said, enlarge my border. In other words, give me more land. You know that Jabez didn't ask for just specific like 100 acres, or he didn't ask for 1,000 acres. He didn't ask for 1,000,000 acres. He just said, enlarge my border. Give me just more. Not give me all. He didn't say, give it all to me. You know, I think something happens when we really pray like this, because I think this is what Jabez meant in his heart. You're taking the limits off God. You're not putting limits on Him. You're saying, Lord, just give me what You think I need. Bless me how You would want to bless me. Give me just whatever You think I can handle. Not limiting God in any way, but giving complete control to Him. That takes faith. That takes faith to say, God, whatever, here You go. Just, I'll be satisfied with whatever You give me. I think that's hard for us sometimes to accept, is being satisfied with what we get. How much land did God give Jabez? Well, the Bible doesn't say, because of the two verses. That's all it says about him. Number 4, Jabez prayed to have God's presence in his life. There, again, in verse 10, he says, that Your hand might be with me. Man, I want... When the hand of God is on you, it's apparent to everyone around you. Amen? Amen. That's what I was saying earlier. Man, when God is with you, the world knows it. You're different. You're different than the world. You know that? You're different from the world. I could say that over and over again. You're different from the world. I think we need to be different from the world. Not too much, Not too little, but just enough. No, we need to be different from the world, right? Sometimes we try to think, well, just a little bit different. I mean, do we look different than the world? Do we act different from the world? What makes us different? It's the presence of God in our lives that makes us different. He guides and directs us that makes us different. In His ways, keeping His commands. I think, let's just go on. Psalms 18:35. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. And in Psalm 63, it says, my soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. Psalm 63:8. And in Psalm 73:23, it says, nevertheless, I am continually with you, and you have taken hold of my right hand. I like that. God gets a hold of us. He wants to take you by the hand and walk you through this world. Man, I remember an old song that it was a Walk Through This World With Me. You remember that song? George Jones sang that song.
George Jones.
Yeah, Walk Through This World With Me.
Walk Through the World.
Yeah. I go where you go. You know, I think about that, all of my dreams and all those things, you know, but God wants to do that. He wants to take you by the right hand and He wants to walk you through this world. Well, some of you probably don't know that song. You know, it's awesome to know that God is there with His hand upon us. Amen. Watching over us, taking care of us. It's like a story that I heard about a father and his daughter. They were in a cave. They were walking through this cave, and the father reached out to help his daughter around some rocks, and that they were on this path. And just then, the lights of the cave went out, and they were in complete darkness. I don't know if you've ever been in a cave where there was no light. I mean, it is dark. You can't see anything. And the father called out to her, and he said, "Don't be afraid. I'm right here." And she replied, "I'm not afraid. I know you're right there because you have my hand." You know, I like that little story. Because that's what it means when we walk with God and He's got us by the hand. And as long as we're holding on to His hand, we don't have to be afraid of anything because God is with us wherever we go in the darkness of this world. When God's hand is upon us, we don't need to be afraid. And God's power is mighty. And He can heal the brokenhearted. And He can give sight to the blind. And He can make the lame walk. And He can restore a soul. And should we not all pray that, Lord, put your hand upon me. Amen?
Amen.
Guide me with your wisdom and protect me with your power. And God wants to take care of us. Should we not ask for His care? Should we not ask for His presence in our lives? And if His presence are in our lives, when we come together, His presence is with us, right?
Yeah.
Man. Last night I was sitting there thinking, man, I'm so excited about church tomorrow. I even sent a little gift out to the teens. There's this guy, man, he was just dancing along. Man, he's in church. He's just dancing. He's so excited. It's goofy, but man, it's what I feel like inside. Because I want to come together in the power and the presence of God. You know, we used to sing that song, Holy Ground. You remember that song? I'm standing on holy ground. Starts out, when I walked through the door, I felt His presence. You know, why do you feel the presence? It's because, you know, God's wherever we go, but when we gather together, we can feel His presence. And I mentioned in my prayer, you know, when Moses saw the burning bush over the ground that he had walked many times before, probably in the past, in those mountains, but what made it holy that day is because of the presence of God Almighty. He said, take your shoes off. The ground you're walking on today, you may have walked on it yesterday, but today it's holy. Why? Because the presence of God Almighty was there. In Psalms 37, 23, 25, it says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, but yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. I like that scripture. The Lord is the one who holds his hand. God always wants to walk with us. And should we not pray for his presence in our life? Amen. We need to pray for that. So number five, Jabez prayed for God's protection. That you would keep, he says there in verse 10, that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. I'm living by faith, safe from all harm, in his sheltering arm. I'm living by faith. Why? We sing those songs. Why do we sing those songs like that? Why did the writer write those songs that we sing and we love so well? Because he had faith, safe from all harm, in his sheltering arms. Because the writer knew, he believed, she believed that what this scripture right here says, that God will take me by the hand and he'll walk me through this world. The Lord is the one who holds my hand. Amen?
Amen.
In the King James it says, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. You know, the Bible talks about a hedge of protection. You know, we pray that sometimes. Lord, put a hedge of protection up around somebody. And it refers to a thing in Psalms, and you know, a hedge of protection. You know, I like that, but I want more. I want a lot more than a hedge of protection. You know, I want a Kevlar bodysuit, man, with a helmet. You know, I want boots and steel-toed shoes and shin guards, and I want to be wrapped in bubble wrap. Kevlar bubble wrap, man. That's what I want from God. I want more, right? Not just a hedge of protection. I think that's what Jabez was saying. I know you promised this, God, but I want just a little bit more. I need more, especially in this world we live in. Just not a hedge of protection. You know, if I think about it, we kind of pray this prayer every week when we say the Lord's Prayer, and I don't know if you're like me. I pray the Lord's Prayer quite often, almost every day. And it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And that part of that prayer, praying, God, protect me. Take care of me. You know, the sin is the worst evil that there is. It disrupts our relationship with others and with God, and it causes pain to everyone around us. You know, it's interesting here that Jabez, he had grown up with this title, One Who Causes Pain. That would be an awesome name to have, right? Your mom named you, you know, the one who caused me pain. I know mom may have wanted to have named me that at times. You know, we have those kids, right? But Jabez grew up with that name. Out of all the other siblings, he was the one. I singled out. You're the one that caused me a lot of pain from birth.
But they say the one that caused me the most pain will be the most blessing
someday. Amen. There you go. Amen. You just made her feel better, Joyce. Oh. I can't even go on down. That was good, though. I love it.
I'm still leaving all that, especially with my last week.
Amen. Amen. So we don't give up praying is my point to this morning. We don't give up praying. We live by faith, not by sight. And we pray. And Revelations 21:4 says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And I think about this. God always promised to set us free from pain if we just keep the faith. Amen?
Amen.
We keep the faith. God is big enough to take away our sorrow. He's big enough to take away our guilt. He's big enough to take away our shame. He's big enough to take away our pain. Should we not ask Him to protect us? So, did I tell you that Jabez is only found in two verses of the Bible? Did I tell you that? And he was not a great prophet or a great preacher. He was not a wise ruler over a great nation. He was not famous for winning a battle against fierce enemies, but he is remembered because he prayed. He prayed in faith, believing that God was big enough to answer his prayers. And Jabez prayed for the same things that God already wanted to give him. God already wanted to give him those things, just like He does each and every one of us here today. God wanted to bless Jabez, and God wanted to give him more to increase his borders, and God wanted to walk with him daily and show him His presence. And God wanted to keep him from harm and relieve his pain. There are so many that walk around in pain every day. And not only physical pain, but spiritual pain, emotional pain. And God is saying, I want to take all that away from you. If you'll just keep faith with me, one of these days, you're not going to have to deal with any of that. He said, and God granted him what he requested. Amen. I love that. And God granted him. Let us walk in faith and let us pray in such a way that God will grant us all that we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Don't give up the faith. Just pray. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Some people walk by sight. Man, they get to see people raised from the dead. And, but we walk by faith. Amen. Yep.
And I've been reading a book about her lately, and she wrote over 5,000 poems on songs.
Wow.
And wasn't recognized for a lot of them. The songs like Visions of Rapture, and At First on My Side, A Blind Person.
Yep.
I asked her how you write all those songs, and she's in faith.
Yep. And Fanny Crosby was blind. Yep.
She was blind.
And she wrote all those songs.
Because
her mind, I think about how can we know what heaven's like? But in our mind, we can just vision those things. We talked about that a little bit this morning in youth class. So, but let's keep praying. Amen?
Amen.
Let's keep praying. Keep the faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand for prayer today.